Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
What should we be focused on if we really wanted to change America? We have Democrats on the ropes in all areas of society, and I don't think we're doing enough. Crime, for example, we just saw a group of illegals beat down two New York City cops. What better example of leftism can you find? I mean, these big cities are talking about defund the police. They watch their cops get beat down by leftists who let these illegals in. Those illegals go to court. They get released on their own recognizance. And when they get out, they flip off America and the justice system. And then they go across the country. You think they've been checked for their citizenship? Have they been checked for COVID? Have they been checked for anything? Of course not. But have the Republicans really gone over and said, you know what, we should reconsider building that wall? Yeah, you know what, let's impeach Mayorkas. That'll do it. Isn't there more that we can do on that issue? I mean, I don't know how you are, but I would be running these things in every city, and I'd be showing black folks, you can beat up cops as an illegal and get out on your own recognizance. I mean, there are people in jail, black folks in jail for a lot less than that, that'll be going, you got to be kidding me. I'd be showing that those commercials in prisons. Black folks are ready to bolt. I'm just using this one as an example. What should we be focused on? How are we really trying to change America? Because I'm telling you, that issue alone is one. If you want to talk about criminal justice reform, I just gave you the perfect marketing pitch, whatever. Where are the big money Republicans that are willing to step up and say, you know what, we could run a whole series of commercials on this and show what it's about? Even when I talk, like I did the thing on pregnancy. On keeping your baby, and I told the baby in the belly of a cute little black woman and say, would you kill this baby and make it baby LeBron? Innovative. Where's the money to do it? Where's the impetus to do it? Where are the people that claim they want to make a difference? I was talking to somebody the other day, and he goes, we were doing a pitch for something, and I went, well, here's what I do. And I'm not kidding, he stopped me. He's like, that was, maybe it was Bill. I think it was Bill and I talking about something. He's like, that was brilliant, Kevin. Oh, my gosh, you just came up with that. Yes, it's easy. I don't even write it down. It's so easy. You want some other stuff we could be focused on? If you really wanted to change America, how about affirmative action? You want to talk about the showcase affirmative action monumentally failing front and center. Look at Fannie Willis. That woman's appearance was an absolute train wreck. Letitia James. She's going to get a temporary win, but then she's going to lose. It's going to get overturned. What about Alvin Bragg in his case? These are three affirmative action silly Negroes. And what are we doing? I mean, people are at least talking about it. White folks, are you bold enough to say these people don't deserve their post? I'll give you some information about Fannie Willis in a minute because I want to focus on that. Here's my point. We have so much in the news. It is shock and awe. And the shock and awe is, why aren't we making more progress? Justice system. Forget how Fannie Willis is behaving. Let's not forget about the Bidens. Now we're told that the chief whistleblower against the Bidens, well, he's a liar. The FBI guy who has been lauded up to this point, he's a liar. Well, you know what? We can't have a liar in our midst when the job is to protect the chief liar and his family. Joe Biden got into office with nothing but lies. And he continues to do it. The media lies for him. The DOJ lies for him. Everything, social media lies for him. They don't want you to believe right now that Joe Biden is old and feeble. I know, because your eyes will tell you, but, you know, don't believe them. How dare you? So they lie. And the big deal is, okay, so Joe Biden has been told that the prosecutor says, we know Joe Biden is guilty, but we're not going to prosecute him because he's old and he's feeble and he would be a sympathetic defendant. So we're not going to prosecute the man. And then we're told that he's not old and he's not senile. He's not demented. What you think you're seeing is diminished capacity is not. He's getting smart. He's older, but he's better. What about the Super Bowl shooter? Was there more than one? I don't know. I'm going to talk about him a little bit too. But the point is, all these things are distractions. Distractions from what? What we should be talking about. You want to know what we should be talking about? We should be talking about that corrupt... I'm telling you, this is an order of priority. I was going to figure that word out. The corrupt Biden family. Wouldn't you want a complete investigation, given everything that you know about the Biden family? Wouldn't you think that our government, if we were really looking for solutions, we would say, look, we don't care who's in office. If you've got these many allegations against you, we need to dig into it. We would say to Joe Biden, you get out of the way. Justice Department Garland, you better do your job or we will get rid of you. And we would go after finding the truth. If we had a nation of laws, that's what we'd be doing. But instead, we're punishing the guy who blew the whistle on Joe Biden. He didn't have a dog in the fight. Oh, he lied. We'll get into that. But let me tell you, the FBI, it is a joke. And the timing of it is such that you got to understand where we are here. Joe Biden just comes off the worst press conference probably in his career. And he validates exactly what the special counsel had said about him. And next thing you know, the number one guy that blew the whistle on him, that evidence backs up, well, he's the liar. Not Joe Biden. Joe Biden's not a liar. When he comes out and says, I'm okay, I'm ready to go. And, of course, he mixes up every world leader on the planet. He can barely walk off stage. He's incoherent most of the time, making up words. Then it is obvious to anybody with a brain that the man is suffering. But you're the one that's wrong. The government lying, folks. Shouldn't we want to get to the truth? Shouldn't this be job one? Instead of scratching around the surface, how about we dig into the real evidence? More on all of this in a bit.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse. 3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past. But God put me on a mission. And many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events,
Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Well, President Biden struggles to improve his approval rating between gaffes and Democratic infighting. First Lady Jill Biden is launching a new attack on former President Donald Trump. She's accusing him of tanking the Senate's border deal, and she's complaining that he is trying to make her husband look bad, saying, quote, "You see what happened today with the border, and now Trump is trying to do everything he can to make Joe look bad. You know, even at the lives, sacrificing lives of so many people just for his own political gain." Now, she said that in Texas, and I guess we could be relieved she didn't at least compare, say, Latinos are as unique as breakfast tacos. She said that when she was in San Antonio, Texas. So she apologized for that, didn't do that again. Instead, she tried the new tack of Donald Trump is to blame here. Except that's not true, Tammy, because Trump didn't get her husband to have a 68% disapproval on the border, a record low, according to CBS.
Yeah, and I'm just amazed, though, about how much power Donald Trump has. He has more power than Joe Biden. He can influence the Senate. He's in control of the images of other people. He has everything except a special magic wand. So there is the First Lady of the United States effectively telling people that her husband is so ineffective and so uninvolved that Donald Trump, bad MAGA king, is running the country right now.
Donald Trump is running the country right now, but not the way that Joe Biden's describing it. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, the Kevin Jackson Network. Donald Trump is definitely winning. No question about it. Joe and Jill Biden were on the White House lawn a few days ago in front of a big Valentine. And Joe Biden, they walk in front of it. She goes in front of him because she's used to being the leader now, and he's a feckless old clown. And he says to her, hey, you want to get a picture? And she says, already did, and just keeps walking. I mean, this is embarrassing. Unbelievable. I saw it, and I thought to myself, wow, this. She didn't even seem like she was trying to cover it up. You know, she wasn't going back to be like, oh, sorry, honey, like, as if to make an excuse. She just was like, kept walking. And Joe went, oh, and started following her. This is who the Democrats put in charge, boy. Inflation through the roof, or is it? Not according to the Bidens. Just when you start believing in the life that you're living, the Biden administration reports new data. Now, you can recalibrate, because whatever you were experiencing, that doesn't matter. They've given you new numbers. Rethink it, because that is where things are. Data emerges about COVID that doesn't support the government experts, yet no apologies. No recompense for those hurt by the allegations of being anti-vaxxers or spreading disinformation. Even to this day, the left try to act as if their blatantly wrong assessment of COVID in every single aspect, show me one thing they got right. But it's not their fault. They did their duty. They trusted the experts. You were supposed to trust the experts too.
President Trump wrote on Twitter, don't be afraid of COVID. Don't let it dominate your life. Don't let it dominate your life?
In terms of responding to a comment like that, it's gross.
It's okay to be afraid of COVID, and it's okay that it's dominating your life.
Everyone should be afraid of COVID.
You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free.
I can't come in, Mom. It's because of the flu thing.
We won't be free of this pandemic until we listen to the acknowledged truth. Listen to the scientists.
Science is truth.
You know, science is truth.
What is the impact to public health when people are openly questioning the science?
Now is the time to do what you're told.
By not hearing the truth, by not listening to the scientists, they are prolonging how bad the economy will be.
When I see somebody out in the world who's not wearing a mask, I instantly think, you are a threat. Or you are selfish. Or you are a COVID denier and you definitely haven't been vaccinated.
You don't wear a mask?
Yeah. What does
it
say? Are you vaccinated?
I am triple vaccinated.
So why are you wearing a mask?
Seek out the scientists and listen to their advice.
Listen to scientists.
Listen to the scientists.
Trust the experts.
We're going to trust science. We're going to trust the experts.
Parents who say, well, I need to do my own research. Makes you think of that cartoon I saw of the tombstone that said, I did my own research.
Republicans have given their voters license to believe whatever they want to believe.
Heard somebody saying, listen to the scientists? Do that.
Let's listen to the scientists.
That phrase, do your own research, is popping up a lot in conversations about coronavirus and about COVID vaccines. Your own research. It seems so innocent, but it can have serious consequences. Renee, what are the roots of this phrase? I feel like I used to hear it around QAnon craziness.
Come on!
If some jerk exposed my mother to COVID because they didn't want to wear a mask, I would want to kill them.
We can watch the experts, but we shouldn't be listening to Trump, a non-medical professional.
Well, the answer is listen to Bill Gates. Bill's right about a lot of things, and he's at the steep learning curve in global health.
And we're really seeing just how important it is to follow science.
Yes, exactly, and we need to listen to scientists.
The idea that people are questioning the science behind the vaccine.
The science checks
out. Even if you don't believe in the science, you think you're tough enough and you're healthy enough and you're young enough, the scientists were right all along. Eventually, the science catches up with you.
Are we doing more harm than good by questioning the science behind J&J?
Trust that vaccine.
Trust the experts.
Listen to the medical experts.
Trust the experts.
If you don't understand the science, you don't know what you're fighting.
Just let the experts speak.
So maybe you should just shut up right now.
You don't want to take advice from your golf buddy or from your aunt. You want to listen to the scientists.
Can we all stop saying, I need to do my own research?
You see the ultimate effects of what happens when you don't listen to the scientists.
This isn't about being scared. This is about scaring us straight.
Science, science, and science. Only listen to the scientist.
If we follow science, imagine, instead of staying locked up in their rooms, they're able to hug their grandchildren. This isn't about freedom. It's about freedom for your neighbors.
You can give each other a hug as long as everyone is fully vaccinated.
Listen to the scientists like the rest of us.
We have to listen to the scientists.
We'll listen to the scientists.
Every scientist, every expert, listen to the experts.
Listen to the science because the science works.
Very much.
Yeah.
I think trust science.
I don't know what you're thinking as you were listening to that, but it drives me crazy. The head game, the mind screw that the left did on that. Trump says, don't let it dominate your life. How dare he? It should dominate your life. You should be scared. Everyone should be afraid of COVID. And Al Gore, we won't be free until we acknowledge the truth. Science is truth. Openly questioning science? Do what you're told. You're a threat, a denier. Seek out scientists. Trust the experts. Do your own research. What is the root of that phrase? A woman got tased for not wearing a mask. Can you imagine getting tased for knowing that that thing is not going to work? Gotta leave it there.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA News Update. California continues to get drenched by atmospheric river storms. This week, Governor Gavin Newsom is activating the state's Emergency Operations Center. Cal OES spokesman Brian Ferguson.
Along the central coast and down into Los Angeles County, we're worried about flash flooding and land movement, and that's largely associated with the ground being just so saturated with water.
There should also be a major snow melt in the coming days from a series of storms. The CEO of rideshare company Lyft, David Risher, is thanking the Taylor Swift Eras Tour for boosting his company's bottom line in recent months. Throughout the Eras Tour and wherever it stopped, traffic in and out of stadiums and hotels was up significantly, he says, anywhere from 25 to 60%. Additionally, Risher said his drivers usually got three times the tips from Swifties who ordered Lyft rides during the tour dates. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
We're talking shock and awe. I want to give you guys some things to think about. Some of them we've talked about, some of them we haven't, but this was a list that was sent to me by a friend because we've been talking about this. What are the list of things that the left are doing that drive you crazy? I mean, we've already talked about the border, we've talked about global climate change, stuff like that, but let's just go through this really quickly. Now, we covered Fani. I call her Fanny because she is a bud. Fannie Willis had another chance, my friend said, to make her case. Prosecutors are often frustrated actors and prone to courtroom theatrics. Fannie is no exception. Too bad, as one wag put it, every time she opens her mouth, she admits to another felony. She really has been promoted above her level of incompetence. Looks like she and her case will be tossed out pretty soon. Of course, to Fannie, all of this is a lie. She's really not on trial here. Okay, that's one aspect. Now, we've talked about her. I've given an entire hour plus to her. Let's move on to New York. Another grand theatric performance, Judge Arthur Engoron, has made quite a few courtroom performances, decided that Trump was guilty without allowing him a defense or to even speak. Fined him $364 million, which of course was 400 and something million with interest and fees, for fraud. Ordered him not to conduct business in New York for 3 years or to use any New York bank for much of that time. Now, as I've talked about, maybe we've talked about it on here, I'm not sure, but I told you he backtracked. Maybe we haven't talked about it, I gotta remember. But he backtracked on that. He's fining Trump and saying, you can't do business, you're going to pay this fine, but oh, by the way, you're not bad enough to not do more business in New York, so I can do it to you again. Which leads to the next bullet point, my buddy said, which is persecution. He says this is blatant political persecution. You're trying to bankrupt the opposition, keep them off the ballot. Unlikely that this is going to hold up on appeal. I've already told you it won't. And I'm 100% convinced that it won't. So what do you think is going to happen? What do you think is going to happen to that judge? Now, as all this is going on, I want to remind you, Bidenflation keeps on rolling down the track. And here's what he says. The average price for a one-topping pizza in New York. You guys want to take a guess? You say 27? What do you say? Roughly the same? $34. One-topping pizza. Now, this is the type of thing that you get with the buy one, get one free used to almost anywhere in the country, $34 in New York for a one-topping pizza. I don't know what size it is, but call it a large. That's about a dollar's worth of, well, it could be $2 worth of dough. Let me put it this way. The total thing to make is $3. But they, in order for that group to survive, those people to survive, $34. That's outrageous. That's one of the things that's a fallback product. You know, it was like when I was growing up, you ate Spam or you ate pimento cheese. I would have a Miracle Whip sandwich, maybe with a piece of bologna if everything was cool. My grandparents had gotten it. You get what I'm saying? Yeah. $34 for a pizza. Gangs. The illegals who attacked the cops and beat them were members of the gang Tron de Aragua. They were released after a local sanctuary church posted bail for them. The Venezuelan gang is teaming with MS-13, who are, by the way, the animals from El Salvador. And hopefully that puts a little bit more perspective around these guys. We're doing a fundraiser to help cops, you know, get on their feet, help the children of cops that have been killed. So we've written up a few stories, what they call them advertorials, I think. So anyway, we've written a few because we're going to let people watch Bleeding Blue for free. We're obviously selling the law enforcement merchandise. All of our law enforcement merchandise gets we donate a percentage of that to the police. So hopefully you'll go to the store, shop.thekevinjacksonnetwork.com, and take a peek. I'm just telling you, this is a shock and awe. You know, now, I just told you about the gangs in New York. That speaks to the border situation. I told you about Bidenflation. Look at the shoplifting. It goes on. Why do you think a pizza is $34 in New York? What do you think other stuff costs? Do you think your salary can keep up with something that, I don't know what you pay for pizzas, but we could get a whole pizza at Costco here for like $14. And it's got two toppings. Cheese, pepperoni, and you can get a pepperoni and sausage, and I think it's the same price. So I don't know what you're paying, but I know this. My son eats these cardboard box pizzas that his mom buys for him. And those things are like $5. I'm not telling you they're the quality of a New York pizza, but $5. Things are outrageous. Tucker Carlson just got back from Moscow, went to McDonald's, paid $7 for two burgers, fries, a drink, and a piece of cake. I don't know what that cost in New York, but here's what I can tell you. When we were in Zurich, flying back home from one of our son's weddings, it was $35 for a Burger King burger, French fries, and a Coke. I can only imagine what it cost in California too, but in New York. Unbelievable what people are paying for stuff. Shifting gears a little bit as we talk about shock and awe. Here's one. 23andMe. Now, when I did the thing to check my ancestry, I did Ancestry.com. But 23andMe is another company that does it. This company has tanked, according to the author of this particular document. They collected DNA on millions of people, and now the data they write is compromised. Big tech and various government agencies now have access to all that very personal information. No restrictions on what they will do with it. So much to look forward to. Have you heard this? I have not heard this. You guys, look that story up for me just in case. If we come back in the next segment, we'll talk about it. 23andMe. Now, I will tell you this. A lot of people, when I was going to do this, my friends were like, Kevin, you're going to have your DNA in the system. And I was like, look, they can get your DNA. What are you going to do? You're going to do like Hannibal Lecter, and every time you go somewhere, wear gloves and wipe the lid off of stuff that, you know, when you go drink something? I mean, if somebody wants to try to set you up, they can set you up. The only thing you have is to be able to say, I don't do that. For example, if somebody said, Kevin's sedition, he was planning on doing something to the government. No, he didn't. I would never plan to do anything to this government. I will vote against it. I will fight for the right stuff. But don't tell me. It's like I told you before. If you see a hypodermic needle or a hypodemic one sticking out of my arm in an alley, you better know somebody drugged me and dragged me there, because I don't use drugs. Period. If somebody said that I renounce my Christianity and I'm now going to be a Muslim, you know I'm lying. Not even to save my head, even if they were going to burn me publicly. You just have to do it. We all got to die someday, and it may be horrible. Your body's built for it. It'll put you into shock. That'll be the end of it, and that'll, you know, you'll move on. Anyway, here's the next one my buddy writes about. Shock and awe. Now, we've already been dealing with the LGBT issue for some time, right? We've got men that are going on beating up on women, and the Me Too movement is happy for it. If a dude beat up on a woman in the ring, they'd be looking at toxically masculine men. But let a dude pretend he's a woman and beat up on women, and like, oh, he's so brave, he's so amazing. Are you kidding me? There's a person, I don't even know this. My buddy writes, Tranny of the Year. This person calls him or herself Patty Gonia. That's pretty funny just by itself. Looks like the makeup he writes is applied with a trowel. And she got Tranny of the Year. I showed you guys a picture of one of them. Oh, geez, it's been too long. I don't remember the details. But I think it was Australian. Maybe this is Patty Gonia. But she was Australian, played like men's rugby, you know, whatever they call football over there, or rugby or whatever. And one of the ugliest transsexuals I've ever seen. Most of the time, not most, but a lot of the time. A lot of these men to become women, they're already sort of effeminate, and they probably do look better as women than they do men. It's kind of like Dolezal. Dolezal looked better as a black woman, wouldn't you say? I mean, if we're being honest about it, she did. It made her have to keep herself up. I know she's back in the news. My producers are like, yeah, she's in the news. I get it. I know it. You're talking about something else. So, normally, you know, you get an upgrade. I guess this Patty Gonia is not exactly an upgrade. I could go on. DOJ, big guy. Hunter Biden testifying. Let's see. UN, he's got here. Kansas City, black vets, an enemy. I don't even know what that is. We'll talk about it. Tennessee, Seattle, Texas. I know what that's about. San Francisco, John Podesta. Just a few of the things he's talking about. Shock and awe.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card, and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
The shock and awe backfire. That's the only way I can describe what's happening. Two things, folks, are about to happen. It won't be good for Joe Biden or the Democrats. And we are going to feast, despite the Democrats using shock and awe. So many different things that they are dealing at us, throwing at us on a daily basis that leave us going, oh, man, should we be backing up? But luckily for us, we've got good defense, good footwork. We know how to throw punches, how to, you know, dodge and weave. And we are doing it. America's going to learn the truth about the Biden family and how they use Joe Biden for their individual grifts. That's number one. And number two, Joe Biden is going to be outed for being a corrupt politician, no different than most of his Democratic cronies. Those are the two things that are about to happen and unfold right before your eyes, even while the Democrats continue to try to overwhelm us with shock and awe. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. I've given you detail after detail of shock and awe. New York City cops getting beat down by Argentinian gangs that are going to be joined with MS-13. These guys get released out of jail by Alvin Bragg, the guy who has turned a misdemeanor crime against, well, supposedly, because I don't think it happened, but he's turned a misdemeanor that doesn't even have the statute of limitations has lost the statute of limitations. It's beyond that, into a felony so he can get Donald Trump. And of course, we can tie all this back to the Biden administration. I give you shock and awe. And the shock of it is, I dare you to question me. I dare you to call it a conspiracy, to call it a witch hunt. They do it. Every single thing that's happening, this border invasion, there are people who say it didn't happen. There was an old tweet from Rob Reiner who says, what border invasion? This was in 2019. And then, fast forward, in 2017. Fast forward, he says of Trump, Trump is allowing an invasion of America. And then what do we have now? An actual invasion of America. Hey, Rob, is this thing on? These people are crazy. You hearing any of them backtrack on COVID and what that did to the body, what it did to human beings? Are they talking about Bidenflation and telling you the truth about it? Or are they covering? Rampant crime, rampant theft, corruption, etc. They ignore it. Anyway, regarding the latter, Joe Biden's days are numbered. You've heard me say it on this very program. We are days away from Joe Biden essentially opting out. Leftist elitists have authorized the leak of information formerly kept under wraps in the media. And the case in point is an article that just came out again about Jim Biden's healthcare scam. And here's what Politico. In 2017, a hospital operator set out to build a rural healthcare empire with the help of a Philadelphia area consultant. The consultant, Jim Biden, had no experience running hospitals, but he did understand the federal government and had ties to labor unions. Perhaps most important, you want to guess? Younger brother of Joe Biden. Sound familiar, people? A Biden family member involving himself in business where he has zero experience. What could Jim Biden possibly be selling? Now, I suspect if investigators, and I use my finger quotes, were to follow the money, there would be a circuitous path that ends with the big guy getting his cut. Now, a little bit of history, as you already know, but Joe Biden knew that the end was near when he was at the end of the Obama administration. And remember, the final years of the Obama administration had cemented him as a towering structure of world health care because he made the fight against cancer a top priority. Remember when Obama made Joe Biden put him in charge of cancer? A centerpiece of his legacy building efforts. For the then 67-year-old Biden, the third of four Biden siblings, his ties to his older brother made up much of his pitch as he pursued deals that could help AmeriCorps make money from drug rehab, lab testing, and even cancer treatment. The perfect platform to expose, this is what he wrote, my brother's team to your protocol. That's what he wrote to the CEO of a Tampa area company that controlled the licensing rights to an experimental cancer treatment the hospital wanted to offer. Could provide a great opportunity for some real exposure. That's what Jim Biden was selling. Now, let me tell you, what most people don't even realize is when Obama put Joe Biden in charge of cancer, I documented how Joe Biden immediately implemented this cancer charity scam. He put a charity together that took in $4.8 million in contributions in the fiscal years 2017 and 2018.
They spent just over $3 million in payroll in 2 years. The group's president, Gregory Simon, made essentially $430,000 in fiscal year 2018. And this was their latest tax filing at the time. Now, Simon is a former, you ready for this, Pfizer executive and longtime healthcare lobbyist who headed up Joe Biden's cancer task force, or I should say Obama's, but of course Biden was put in charge of it. His salary rose doubled essentially from the $224,000 he had made in 2017. So all Joe Biden did was set up a bunch of people for fat salaries, and he used cancer, a la Lance Armstrong, to do it. It's a scam. So why not introduce the Biden family racket to the healthcare industry in general? Because they could print money. It's unbelievable how these people operate. Anyway, this email obtained by Politico was from a person close to the company, and it documented one of the many ways in which Jim Biden invoked his brother's name and clout in the course of his work with AmeriCorps, who, by the way, filed bankruptcy, wreaking havoc in that community in the process because they didn't have a hospital. An unearthed email. Where'd it come from? Why are we talking about a 2017 story that got regurgitated? You may remember this, latter part of 2023. Why? Because the payments that went to Jim had a part that went to Joe. We'll get to that in just a bit. Here's what I would tell you. When they vetted Joe Biden in the 2020 cheat, the coup of Donald Trump, they knew all about it. They knew every detail of his life. The pathological lying, the philandering, the sexual assault, and of course all of his grifts. Joe Biden has been for sale for decades, and he was handpicked from a collection of leftist losers so they could shoehorn him in as president of the United States in the coup of Donald Trump. Effectively, Biden was given a license to steal. He'd already done it with cancer. He could fully entrench himself in the family's larceny and keep it behind closed doors. What do I mean by that? Well, duplicate email addresses with fake names. Multiple bank accounts. Burner phones. That's how the family operated the business. Not my words. Hunter Biden told Devin Archer, get a burner phone so we can communicate. Who does that in business? In a legitimate business? Nobody. And you can bet your sweet buttocks, if Donald Trump set his businesses up like this, the entire Trump family would be in prison, including Barron. While leftists focus on Donald Trump's admitted and sanctioned business bankruptcies, they never discussed the bankruptcies of the Bidens. But I want to remind you, almost every deal touched by the Bidens ends up in bankruptcy or insolvency of some part. The bigger the company, the bigger the fall. AmeriCorps, gone. Burisma, gone. Even the partnership the Biden family had with the Chinese spy who worked for the Chinese Communist Party, gone. CFEC, you know that company? America, the biggest grift, gone. Or going. We may not be gone yet, but it's going, gone. Why would anybody in their right mind invest with the Bidens? The Bidens bring no market expertise to any businesses they pursue, and worse, they suck millions from the bottom line. Yet everybody seems anxious to work with the Bidens. Every cricket company, that is. So, according to this email, Jim Biden spoke of plans to give his brother equity in AmeriCorps. This is according to one former AmeriCorps executive, and then they were going to install him on the board. This is what a second one said. He also said that if AmeriCorps could find a winning business model for rural health care, his brother could promote the company in a future presidential campaign. This is what another AmeriCorps person said. They were granted anonymity to discuss this mired legal and political scandal of the highest order. That, folks, is the Biden family.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.